What is also compelling is that Adam and his colleagues have actually put their thinking into practice. The world has been changed by their efforts. Here are some of the elements of collaborating with the enemy that have shifted my thinking. I have believed that collaborating with others is our first choice. My view has been that human beings are basically collaborative, wanting to work together, and that we just need to remove the obstacles that prevent this from happening. Not so. Collaboration, as presented in this book, is simply one of several first choices. It is just as likely that our first choice is imposing our point of view on others, forcing compliance when possible, and doing all we can to get our way. Another first choice is to adapt to the world, make compromises, minimize differences, and go along to get along. What Adam describes are ways to think about collaboration when the situation is increasingly hopeless. When we have reached a moment in which trying to control outcomes and impose our position on others is not working, or when adapting to the difficulty becomes untenable. The collaboration described here is aimed at finding a new way to move when the current reality is dire, and there is agreement on only one thing: something needs to change. This approach applies, whether for us as individuals